We've stopped the Franciscan church. Another lady's taken over and is running a slightly different church. Well, we've stopped what we did. We did 2 years of it, and essentially we did it while your church was shut down and all the other churches were shut down. And we felt that with the churches opening, there wasn't really much point. But also realized how tired it was after 105 services in 2 years. And I was involved in every one of them. And it's wonderful in a way, but I'm like Bruce, I'm getting ever so slightly older. And just tiny bit, Bruce. So that's part of God's message too, is slow down and smell the roses. And it's lovely to be back here, to come back here. I want to tell you an absolutely true story. When I was younger, I had a doctor friend, and he looked like me, he was about the same build as me, about the same age as me, and most importantly, he had the same stride as me. If we were walking 100 paces, we'd still be together. So he was a super guy to go hiking with. And there was a wonderful place east of Vancouver called Manning Park. And there was this place that we loved to go, and we took the kids when they got old enough to hike. And we would go up, and you could drive up one part of one mountain, like about halfway up. And you parked your car, and then you went hiking in the mountains. The problem was, to get where you wanted to go to, you had to start hiking down the mountain. You were hiking down the mountain you were on, into the valley, and then you had to hike up the next mountain. And I kept thinking, if I was a bird, I could fly across the valley to that point over there and save myself about 4 or 5 hours of sweaty hiking, right? But when you got to the other side, about this time of the year, June, you got into the alpine meadows. And I've never seen like 1,000 acres of solid flowers. Lupin, Indian paintbrush, I can't remember them all, but it was like a palette of color. And I kept thinking, boy, I had to work hard to get here, but it was really lovely when I got there. It literally take about 5 or 6 hours to get there. And you could look across at it, but you couldn't get there unless you could fly, maybe I'll learn in the next lot, but I haven't mastered it so far. So the reason I'm telling you that story is because, again, the perception was, oh dear, I've got to go down into the valley and up the other side. Poor me. That's the perception. I'm hard done by. But you know, I think the flowers were more beautiful because you had to go through that valley to get there. And you could see them and say, by gum, I'm standing in these flowers because I took 5 hours of hiking to get here. And so I don't like the phrase, there's a price. But let's not call everything a crisis. COVID changed my life. And I'm really in a great place right now. Believe it or not, when I was in England, I met someone who I was so impressed with. I asked him if he would be my teacher. And he said, sure, glad to. And begged him a ridiculously small amount of money. And I'm going to take a 3-month course with him. I'm past that crisis. I'm into a new place where I'm learning. And so can you be. You really can. If you let the kind of the frustrations and the disappointments and the difficulties of COVID, just let it go. Breathe like Bonnie he said, breathe in and let the tension out. I feel tension right now. I talked to you guys because I haven't done this for a long time, but I am so glad to be alive. I'm so blessed to have the opportunity to do this. So do you. Find your joy. Find the things that the things. I wasn't in Ireland, I must have been close. Find the things that make you happy. and go for it. Go for it. Because the opportunity is yours. And if you feel frustrated, then change your perception. You're not frustrated. You're going through one of these critical valleys that I talk about so that you can go up into the alpine meadows. There are always going to be these kind of checkpoints or turning points or whatever. But don't let them slow you down. There's a beautiful world out there. And we're still alive. A lot of people died, a lot of people were sick, but we're still alive. So thank you, God, for the gift of life.